The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt you. We uplift you. Yes, anything that is ours, that is in the hands of the wrong person, a ruin. I was just listening to those points. I decided that we should just listen to those words inspired by the Holy Spirit. But now with those inspirational, prayers, we can now begin for the day. Kola baraba shike bokoto. We thank you, Father. We bless your name. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of a life, O God, for us to live in a brand new day. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the worship. Unto you be all the honor. Unto you be all the adoration. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What a blessed day. Lipa parakata kabaya. Lipa parakata kaba itale besheke bara. Hallelujah, la braka tuka lebre eteke bastuki bosa. Lebebebebe iteke baroko tuka banta lebi elei. Yesu Christo rababa itakuli basukuto. Lebre keteke baraka taka ba italebe sheketeke bara. Ilebababa leketeke baraka taka ba ya. Begin to awaken your spirit right now. Begin to announce yourself into the realms of the supernatural by speaking in tongues, by declaring the blood of Jesus Christ. Lipepe eteke baroko toka ba itale besho. Rabababa iteke balo. Baleke teke baroko toka ba itale besho. Libaba roko toka ba itale besho. Libaba loko toka ba arababa itale besho. Libaba rakataka ba itale besho kotoka ba ya. Baleke teke baroko toka ba iteke ba ya. Baleke teke baroko toka ba itale besho. Le bebe ke teke baroko tu kaba ita le besokoto. Rababa baba ataka ba yakata. Blessed, 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 blessed are thou. Lord God Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. Yes, the name of the Lord be exalted. The name of the Lord be uplifted. The name of the Lord be magnified.
The exalted and uplifted this morning. We give you glory. We give you all the praise, Lord and our God. We celebrate you, Father, this morning. Father, for all that you have done for us. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We exalt and uplift. We uplift you. We uplift you.
We thank you, Lord.
We celebrate your name, O God. For
we thank you, Father. We bless
love.
Your name, O God.
Father, for O God, who you are.
We
Father,
declare the blood.
In your covenant with your children for a thousand generations. For your consistency, for your faithfulness, for your love, for your goodness, for your mercy.
Father, we appreciate you for the life you have given unto us. To live, O God, in a brand new day. We thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being with us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for establishing the blood of Jesus, the living blood that is always speaking, the blood that has qualified us, the blood that has cleansed us, the blood that has washed us, the blood that has purged us. The blood that has sanctified us. The blood that has ushered us. We are grateful. Father, we celebrate you. We say, Lord, unto you alone all the glory. This morning and this day, we sincerely appreciate you. Our words may not be enough, but please accept them for us. Thank you for the lives of everyone that is online and those who are yet to join. Give us personal encounters that will change our lives to be conformed, Father God, to your image. Thank you this morning once again. Take us through. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I say, Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, House of Destiny, located at Kutobabi Daniel Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys, then Boja Worldwide, our technician. This morning, I wanted to share something. Well, the Lord has just modified the theme that I put there. We are continuing somehow with yesterday's message at the church. So our theme this morning is canceling the depth of Satan's foothold in my life. Canceling the depth of Satan's foothold in my life. Beloved, I am beginning to be convinced in my heart, and this conviction is beginning to actually cause me to understand something about Christianity. I think we have not yet understood the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we have not yet understood that Jesus Christ came to shed his blood for us. The reason is that I think even the missionaries who brought the gospel did not understand this. Thank God for the Holy Spirit who is in us, who is teaching us. That was why the Holy Spirit came. In fact, the Holy Spirit came to reveal Christ, to reveal the word, the written word. Yes, that's why the Holy Spirit came. In fact, the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. He is the one who inspired what should be written down. Yes, the Holy Spirit was the one who inspired what should be written down. He was the one who also inspired the writers. He breathed into them. The Bible says that they did not write on their own, but they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. They did not write on their own, but they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit breathed into them. That's the authors, those who wrote. Yes, those who wrote those who wrote down the written word as they receive it from the Holy Spirit or from God directly in the Old Testament or inspired. So the Holy Spirit is the author. Yes, he being author, he decided what should be written down, what should not be written down. And he also inspired the writers. So thank God that we are in the days of the Holy Spirit and his revealing. Now, what point am I making? We have been taught that once you are born again, all your problems are solved. Once you are born again, all your problems, Jesus came to shed his blood. He has paid the price of all ancestral curses, also so and so, this and this. We have those scriptures in the Bible. It is true. It is true. However, the reality is that Jesus came to provide a platform. Somebody say a platform. Jesus came to do what? To provide a platform. A platform on which we will stand and deal with issues that are worrying us. A platform on which we should stand and deal with demonic and satanic transfers. A platform on which we should stand and deal with things that have been transferred to us. Look, Paul said it in Revelation, in Romans chapter 7, from verse 20, 21 to 25. I find another law in me. Why should Paul say, I find another law in me? So that the things I wish I should do, I am not able to do. The things I don't want to do, I find myself doing them. Is it not Paul who wrote some of those things that the blood of Jesus has washed away our sins, that we are redeemed? How can the same Paul say that I find another law? Where from that law? Why? I mean, how come by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the same Paul writing in Hebrews that the blood has purged us, we have the forgiveness of sins by the shedding of the blood. So where from that law? So that law in Paul, is it more powerful than the blood of Jesus? You see, thank God for the Holy Spirit. We are getting to know now. Everything Jesus has done is eternal. He has paid the eternal price. The difference between who is in control and who is in charge. So the blood is in control. In fact, it is universal, eternal. However, our day-to-day life, who should be in charge? That is where we should use the platform that Jesus has provided us. The blood, his name, the word of God, the Holy Spirit. These are the powerful, potent and platform that Jesus has provided for us to use these things in dealing with things that show up in our lives. Hence, our theme today, canceling the death of Satan's foothold in my life. In Genesis chapter 4, verse number 6 to 8. Genesis 4. Then the Lord said to Cain, I'm reading for the NIV, 1984 version. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is just? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, Okay. Verse 8. Let's go out to the field. And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Let me read verse 7 again. Verse 6 and 7. Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must master it. You must master it. You must master it. Don't give it a foothold or a footstool. Don't give it a foothold. hold. Don't give sin a foothold. What was that sin? Murder. Cain, you are angry. That anger is going to lead you into something. Sin is crouching. It desires to have you. But you must master it. You see, this thing that Jesus has paid the price, everything, that is what has made Christians, excuse me, spiritually lazy. Christians spiritually lazy. Oh, Jesus has paid. My sins have been washed away. Oh, the price. You see, that's why I began that. I think the missionaries that brought the gospel, they themselves didn't understand some things. But I thank God that before Jesus comes, everything will be restored. I say everything will be restored. Amen. Do you know that some Christians don't even pray? They pray footballer's prayer. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They made the sign of the cross. Because Jesus has done everything. Jesus has done everything. So it is as if we have no responsibility. Jesus has paid for our sins. So, what is our responsibility? But now we are getting to know that Jesus has rather given us what? The platform. The platform, oh, the platform. The platform. He has given us the provisions to deal with issues. To deal with issues. Yes. When you read Galatians, so from Genesis, GG, we come to Galatians chapter 5, from verse 15. Galatians 5, from verse number 15. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out. Watch out. Or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. You see, Paul? So that you do not do what you want. They are in conflict with each other. This is where our warfare is daily. This is the footstool. This is the footstool. Why we need to deal with this debt cancellation. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and they like. I warn you as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we see GG. In Job chapter 1, verse 6 to 12, we saw there that when the sons of Job presented themselves before the Lord, Satan was also there. Yes. One day, the angels there are the sons of God. That's how they were called those days. So these were the sons of Job. One day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it. I believe this was where Peter got 1 Peter 5:8. Be alert, because your enemy prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So you see, Job, when the sons of Job came to present themselves, Satan was among. Do you know that Satan goes to God? Who? Satan, he goes to God. Yes, sometimes when God is having a meeting with the angels, Satan is also around. And God doesn't banish him. Because Satan is nothing before God. So when we are gathered, he's around. How is he around? He's around in somebody. Yes, somebody who has opened up. Like Matthew chapter 16 verse 23, one time, Peter opened up for him. Peter wanted to stop the death of Jesus Christ, to stop the mission of Jesus Christ. So Jesus had to rebuke the Satan in Peter, the Satan that Peter has given opportunity at that time. Look, we are channels, so we are containers. Anything can enter you, temporary, use you before you realize it, or it can continue to remain as long as anger. God said to Cain, why are you angry? That anger has opened a door. That anger is becoming a foothold. Master it. Otherwise, you are going to be the first murderer. You know, God will always warn you. He will always warn you. I'm telling you, he will always warn you. He will always give you signs. In Ephesians 4, 26 and 27. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. So it's a foothold. Let's cancel the footstool. It's a foothold. Or footstool. Or footstool. Foothold. You know, it is from foothold we get stronghold. From foothold or footstool, we get out a stronghold. You know, Satan's foothold becomes a debt that you pay. You know, some are paying the debt of generational foothold, ancestral foothold, parental foothold, personal foothold. These are the foothold that our generation gave to the enemy. These are the foothold that our ancestors gave to the enemy. These are the foothold that our parents gave to the enemy, which have been transferred. These are the foothold that we ourselves in the past, we gave to the enemy. You see, like I was saying, after these days, after the half night, I go to draw some people very far away. Yes, I go and drop them. One, we dropped them, we're coming, we saw these young people around 2:30 walking and holding club beer bottles. About 20 of them. Very, very young guys and young ladies, mixed, walking, holding bottles of, some were holding bottles of club beer, some were holding, Guinness, some were, you see, that is a foothold. At that night, So after you have enjoyed yourself like that, you think you are enjoying. Now one day, you lift up your hands and say, you are born again. And even when they call to all night, you come and you are sleeping. Did you go there when you were in the world to sleep? Did you go there to sleep? Even in church, after 1 hour, you are looking at your time. The time that you were doing those things, were you looking at time? Were you looking at time? The other day, when I was going to, or we're going to the lady pastor's graduation, we left here around 5 a.m. to Cape Coast. I stopped somewhere to pick this pastor who is to drive us. And under the footbridge, I saw these ladies standing. I don't know much about those things. And then they started pointing to me and pointing to themselves. Then my children say, oh, you see, they are marketing. They are marketing. They are marketing. Then I said, ah, eh. Oh, so then I got to know that they were thinking that I am a customer. Then I said, give your life to Jesus. You understand? Give your life to Jesus. I pointed to them. Give your life to Jesus because he loves you. He died for you. Give your life to Jesus. Such a person will become born again. And do you know, the only way, Matthew 5:20, until your righteousness surpasses that of what? Your ancestors. If you know the way our ancestors worship their idols, if you know the way our parents, when they entered into certain covenants, if you know the way they were deep in it, even up to now, how they were passion. Are you passion for Christ like that? Until your passion, Matthew 5:20, until your passion for Christ is beyond your ancestors, is beyond your parents, is beyond your so-so and so, certain blessings will not start flowing. It doesn't mean that go and stay in the church every day, but carry Christ along. Be a slave to Christ. Because when we were in the world, we were slaves. I know the way my grandfather used to worship his things. Look, when they are celebrating the week celebration of Tokpaiko, those who are from Akpafu, now it is a OT region, sir. You ask anybody Tokpaiko, when they are celebrating 1 week of celebration, Kabayataka, hey, come and see. Now, somebody like that is now born again. The same passion, you see, the devil is a litigant, I'm telling you. The devil, Satan is a litigant. I shared with her yesterday. Look, Satan's fight of the believer is different though, from the world. Look, he is very conscious of fighting a child of God. Satan doesn't just fight us. Because he knows us as his masters. We are his masters. I'm telling you, Satan is under our feet. Satan fears us. Satan and his agents, they fear us so much. You don't know how they fear you. You see, Christians who fear witches and wizards, there is a problem. The problem is ignorance. You don't know who you are. I'm telling you, you don't really know who you are. Christians who are so intimidated and who are so frightened about Satan, witches, wizards, voodoo, so, so, and so. Sometimes when I hear some people, and they pour a juju, and I walk on it, this woman in the church, at least three people in the church have ever told me that they are still there. And I step in it, and then my leg. So they pour a juju down, and I step in it. Do you know, I just pray for them all. But what I tell myself is that you have a problem yourself. You yourself, you have a problem. When you are coming and you are walking, if you know the fire that surrounds you, sometimes I'll be asking God that open our eyes to see the things that surround us, the angels that God, why don't you open our eyes to see the things that surround us? I don't know why. I've been asking God questions. Why don't you open our eyes to see the things that surround us? The protection, the wall of fire, and so, so, and so. But well, he himself, he knows why. So, he knows why. We will leave it there with him. He knows why. He knows why. That's why sometimes he passes it through dreams. So a child of God who is afraid of witches and wizards and all that, it means that there is a problem with you because they fear us. So the only way as a litigant, Satan is a litigant. That's why he's called the accuser of the brethren. He's always looking for opportunity, loophole to accuse. What was Satan doing at the meeting where Job's sons were in the presence of the Lord? What was he doing there? He was there to spy. He was there to see whether there would be a way for him. But there was a hedge. There was a hedge. Beloved, our mindset, our thoughts are a way. Our words are a way. Our lifestyles are a way. A way for Satan's foothold. A way for Satan. That's why the Bible says, when you are angry, do not sin. Anger, I think, may be number one. Anger may be number one. Then the works of the flesh that I just read in Galatians chapter 5. Those 17 works of the flesh, they are Satan's foothold. They are Satan's foothold. Like I'm saying, some people that have been warned and warned and warned and warned and warned, especially the youth, I'm sorry. We don't hate you. I wish I knew these things, what I know today, when I was 16 years, when I was 20 years. I wish I knew them. Even though, yes, I knew, and I didn't live a bad life. The Lord, by His grace, has kept me. But I wish I have this revelation, what I'm knowing now. That's why we are passing it on. Beloved, there is nothing, no empty space here on earth. Never. There is no vacuum. Here, there is no vacuum. Nothing just happens. Something always makes something to happen. Look, some people are paying the debt of lateness. Things are just late. The debt of delays. The debt of singleness. The debt of loneliness. The depth of sickness and diseases. The depth of failed organs. Failed organs. Failed organs. Yes. Do you know that some people who consulted things for fame, for prosperity, for protection, do you know that they donated an organ? Yes. They donated an organ. So there are some families, diabetes, some families, heart problems. Some families, bone diseases. Some families, eye problems. Some families, all this, and it is running through. It's a donation. It was a donation through an ancestral, a parental, a family covenant. Yes. And once you have enjoyed some benefit from there, your ancestors enjoy it, there is a foothold. The family has been sold to it. So your generation will now pay the debt. But we thank God for this revelation. We are canceling every debt. Amen. We will no longer be a victim to any debt. Amen. Never. We are taking away Satan's foothold. Any area we have given him a foothold, knowingly or unknowingly, we take it away. Amen. Do you know why some people are not consistent in their Christianity? It's a debt. Don't be consistent, because when you are serious, you will break through. So don't be consistent. Today, you are very serious with God. They will be serious with God for 6 months. Then the next 6 months, they are not serious with God. It's a debt. It's a debt you are paying. Because the enemy knows that that's the only way they can keep you. Some people, they don't pay tithe. Their financial obligations to God is very low. It's a debt to continue to keep you in that situation. Beloved, what debt are you paying? What cancellation of debt do you have to do? What is Satan's foothold? What foothold have you given to him? What foothold? What foothold? What foothold? What foothold? We want to pray now, Lord. What foothold? What foothold? What foothold? You know, how do you know something is a foothold? The continuity and perpetuity. How do you know something is a foothold? The continuity and perpetuity of the thing. How long the thing has lasted with you. That means it is a foothold. That's how Satan fights Christians. He's always around because he's not omnipresent. That is agent. But then a spell has been cast. You know, spells are words. That any time a door is going to open, get angry. Get a particular anger. We have natural anger. Anger is not a sin. Anger simply means that something has gone wrong. Finish. That's all. We have natural anger, but there is a demonic anger. A spell has been cast that any time a door is going to open, somebody will just get you angry. Your husband will just do something and get you angry. Your wife will just do something and get you angry. One of your children will just do something and get you angry. Your boss will just do something and get you angry. Your colleague will just do something and get you angry. That's all. The moment you get angry, the door is closed. Satan doesn't have to be there. They have cast a spell. Any time he or she, when a door is going to open and she gets angry, finish. Finish. Who told you that Satan is using a continental ballistic missile? Intercontinental ballistic missile to fight us. No! Look, Satan's fight against us is the cheapest. In fact, the cheapest fight, but we don't know. Sometimes when we go to prayer meeting, you go to places, and they say, bring stick. We are going to beat Satan. And then the leader will say, do your hand like a gun. Po, po, po. I laugh. You think Satan is standing there? So that Ubonu to po, you are shooting him. Po, po, po. And then you are beating him with stick. Eh? He's already in you. Eh? The one you are beating. He's resting. He's resting in you in that anger. He's resting in you in that sexual immorality. He's resting, Konyo. He's resting in you in unbelief, unforgiveness. He is there, Konyo. So whilst you are hitting, you are only doing what? Exercise. You are just wasting your time. We want to pray now. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Look, this is a moment of serious deliverance. Because of the year 2024, that's why these messages are coming now. These are foundational messages and counseling from God. Look, God loves us so much. Look, when you read Psalm 139 verse 23, it says, search me, O Lord. Search me. Search me. Search me. Search me. And let me know the areas that I should give attention to. That is why these messages are coming. I'm telling you. Look, if you don't do this thing and you begin the year, people are just running around with their vision. Facebook, everywhere. They've written what they want to achieve. This, that. Let me tell you. This thing we are dealing with, this is what will determine whether you achieve those goals. Yes. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me. And know my anxious thoughts. And see if there be any hurtful way in me. And lead me in the everlasting way. See if there is a foothold in me. That's how you begin the year. You have made plans. This year I want to achieve this. This year I want to do this. I laugh at it. Look, it is good though. We were taught in Haggai Institute in Singapore. That is one of the best school leadership schools in the whole world. The best leadership schools in the whole world. Most of these leadership schools, they came out of Haggai. John Maxwell and all the, they came from Haggai. Miles Monroe and they came out of what? Haggai. Haggai trained them. And they are specialists in goal setting. They have this smart goal setting. I mean, smart, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and tangible. Smart formula of what? Goal setting. Your goal should be what? Smart. Your goal should be specific. It must be measurable. It must be achievable. It must be realistic. And it must be what? Tangible. These are the things we study there. But listen to me. At the end of the year, let us see whether you were able to make your target. This year, we want 100 souls. This year, we want this. Let me tell you, you are going to win 100 souls with a footstool. You are going to win 100 souls when the devil is already having a footstool in your life. When you are getting a footstool, he is going to resist you. He is going to frustrate you. He is going to bring people to distract you. He is going to bring situations. He is going to bring people that will get you angry. People who will never understand your vision. People, when you say they should go to the right, they are going to the left. Then you get angry. You get this at the end of the day. Deal with these things first. Alongside your goals. Say, my Father in heaven. Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for opening my eyes.
Thank you for opening my eyes.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
We are grateful.
We are grateful.
We are grateful.
We are grateful.
We are grateful, Lord.
Grateful, Lord.
We celebrate you, Lord.
We celebrate you.
We celebrate you, Lord.
We celebrate
for the love that you have for us.
For the love that you
we
have
celebrate
for us.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For the love that you have for us. We celebrate you, Lord. For the love that you have for us. We celebrate you, Lord. For the love that you have for us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Somebody is paying the debt of bitterness. Somebody is paying the debt of unforgiveness. Yes, my brother didn't help me. My so-and-so. So you are angry. It's a debt. That has limited you. You can never rise. Where is it written in the Bible that your brother should help you? When you were born, were you told by God who should help you? The moment you are born here, God should become your everything. Take your eyes off every human being. This is what I tell pastors. When they think it is well with some of us and we are not helping, I say, who did God? Did God say, I, Delali Boja? Did God give you my name? Did God give you somebody's name? Yes, we are to help each other. But don't get angry. Don't get angry at anybody because you don't know people's situations. We should rather pray for each other. I'm addressing somebody here online. Immediately I saw a particular name. The Lord said, speak these words. He's a young man. Yes, immediately I saw your name. God said, speak these words. So these words are for you. You know yourself. Yes, you are angry. You are angry at your senior brothers and sisters that they are not supporting you. That is your limitation. Young man, that is why you are where you are. That's a foothold. You don't open up. You have closed up. Yes, you have half brothers and half sisters. The Lord is telling you, you have half brothers and half sisters. Your father is different from theirs. This message is yours. God is addressing you. God is saying, if you don't check it, you are not going far. You are not going anywhere. You'll be wearing the same dress every day until you are 60 years. Check it quickly and focus on Him. Begin to relate. Begin to appreciate things. Change your ways. Remove the footstool. Say, my Father in Heaven. Any footstool
I have given to the devil.
Any debt of Satan's footstool. That I am paying.
Any debt
of Satan's footstool. In my life. With the blood of Jesus Christ. I reject it.
I refuse it.
I cancel it.
I reject it.
I refuse it.
I reject it.
I refuse it. I reject it. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I will take 10 minutes of your time, please. Say the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any foothold. I have given to Satan. Knowingly. Or unknowingly.
Any foothold.
I have given to Satan.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
Any foothold.
I, Gladys Boja.
Have given to Satan.
Have given to the devil.
Knowingly or unknowingly. With the blood of Jesus Christ. I withdraw it.
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 I withdraw it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, yes, Lord, knowingly or unknowingly, with the blood of Jesus Christ, and in the mighty name of Jesus, with the Holy Ghost power and fire, I withdraw it. I take it back right now. I take back that foothold. I give it to the devil, knowingly or unknowingly. I take it back. I withdraw it. I withdraw it now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any foothold.
Any foothold
that has been transferred
that has been transferred
that has been transferred to me
that has been transferred
that has been transferred to me
that has been transferred to me
that is
generational foothold
ancestral foothold
parental foothold
any foothold
that has been transferred onto me
generational foothold
ancestral foothold
family foothold
parental foothold
I disconnect myself
I disconnect myself from every foothold. That has
unto me, generational footholds,
ancestral footholds, parental footholds that have been transferred unto me. I disconnect myself. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I detach myself.
In Jesus' mighty name.
My life. Amen.
The word is foothold. F-O-O-T-H-O-L-D. Or footstool. F-O-O-T-S-T-O-O-L. Foothold or footstool. Yes, that's it. Silly. Yes, that's it. Foothold. Say the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any foothold.
Any foothold.
Manifesting.
Manifesting.
In my life.
In my life.
Let it die.
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 Transfer.
Any transfer.
Foothold.
Hold.
That is having.
That is having.
Effect.
Effect.
On my life.
On my life.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it
now.
Die.
Let it die.
Let it
now.
Die.
Let it die.
By
now.
Fire.
By fire.
Let it die.
By blood.
By blood.
In the name of
and
Jesus.
By fire.
Let it die.
Let it
now.
Die.
Let it 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 die. Let it die. Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die. Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Any transfer.
Any
satanic transfer.
Foothold. Of foothold. Of foothold.
That is happening.
Yes, Lord.
Any negative effect.
Any negative
effect. Any area of my life.
Any area of my life.
Let it die.
Let it die now.
Let it die.
Let that foothold die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it cease.
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 Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it permanently die.
Let it permanently die.
Let it permanently die.
Let it permanently die.
Permanently die.
Foothold of foothold.
Let it permanently die. Let it permanently die.
Foothold.
Let it permanently die. Let it permanently die. Let it permanently die.
Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die.
Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let
it die. Let it die. Let it die.
Let it
die. Let it die.
Let
it die. Let it die. Let it die.
I am no longer
a victim
of any foothold.
I am no longer a victim.
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 Yes,
I am no longer a victim.
I am no longer a victim.
I refuse to be 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 a victim.
I am no longer a victim of any foothold, any generational foothold, any ancestral foothold, any parental foothold,
any
family foothold. I am no longer a victim.
I am no longer a victim.
I am no longer a victim.
I disconnect myself.
I permanently detach myself.
I permanently detach myself.
I permanently detach myself.
I come out of it. Yes, Lord.
I detach myself.
I detach
myself.
I detach myself.
I am no longer a victim.
I am no longer
a victim.
I am no longer a victim.
I am no longer a victim.
I am no longer a victim.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, this is a deliverance prayer. Look, as we pray these prayers, changes are taking place. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, your husband's attitude will just be changing. Your wife's attitude will just be changing. Your child's attitude will just be changing. Your boss's attitude will start changing. Look, some changes, observe the changes. I'm telling you, this is a delay. We don't lay hands on you and say, come out. This has. We call it self-deliverance. Self-deliverance. When God delivered me from masturbation, nobody at the age of 16, when God delivered me from masturbation, terrible masturbation, nobody lay hands on me and say, come out. I just heard a voice. Della, are you willing? Are you willing? Because I started telling God, kill me. Because the day I fast, that day I will do it more. I was tired. I said, kill me. I was in the bathroom. I said, God, I'm tired. Kill me. Kill me. In the bathroom, they heard the voice. Della, are you willing? I turn around. Who is here with me? I heard it again. Are you willing? Who is behind the zinc thing that they use for bathing place? I heard it the third time, Della. Are you willing? Then I realized that is the voice of God. I said, yes, Lord, I am willing. From that day, 1979, up to today, no masturbation. Up to today. The edges, after about 3 weeks, the edge came again. I said, no, I am willing. When the edge comes, I say, no, I am willing. When the edge, I say, no, I am willing. I will not do it. Sometimes it will be there. 1 year, it will come. Sometimes 3 years, it will come. Sometimes 5 years. That's how it is. Oh. As you say, willing, 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 then forever. As you are praying these prayers, let me tell you, anger is going to come. Oh. Something is going to come. Oh. But say, never. I am willing. I am not giving in to this. I will no longer give in to this fear. I will no longer give in to this. I am willing. I am no longer giving a chance to this. I am no longer giving a chance. As you are praying, those things we are, they will still come to test you whether you are really willing. Say, no, I will no longer. I am willing. I will no longer. I will no longer give chance to this anger. I will no longer give chance to this attitude. I will no longer give chance to this feeling. I will no longer give chance to this thought. I will no longer give chance to this action. I will no longer give chance to these words. I am telling you, you are free. Look, changes will start coming. I'm telling you, your salary will be increased. Your position will start changing. The contrast will start coming. People will start loving you. People start speaking well of you. Amen. People start introducing you. Look, changes will start coming. May you experience the change. Amen. By the close of the day, by the close of the week, the changes you have never experienced, experience it now. Because the foothold have died. They have ceased. In Jesus' mighty name, you are free. Amen. You are liberated. You are Amen. Testifying. 2024 yes, is your year indeed. You are walking in power. Jesus you are walking name. In favor. You are walking in glory. You are walking in joy. Yes, you are Lord. Walking in with your promotion. Yes, you are walking in high places.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
Amen. Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.